give the microphone away.
Okay, this is the harvesting session on Thursday evening.
When the person is speaking. And we're going to be doing that, and we're all going to be glad so that we can get out of here. Our first question is, what did you hear that you're excited about? What did you hear in your tables that you want to share? I'm going to start with her, but you're next.
So, Catherine, I love this statement and the idea of us reaching, as journalists, reaching beyond our own borders to regular people. The quote is, we want to play too. And I just feel like that really speaks to the heart of inclusion. I'm grateful for that.
That's awesome. We want to play too.
Okay, so I was talking to Simon here, and you guys, I don't know if you've talked to him yet, but I already offered my internship services because this guy is so smart and so cool. So we were trying to think of a solution where I found that if reporters go through and comment on all of their comments on their articles, there's just not enough time to engage in those conversations that people really want to have and are looking to have. So Simon comes in and he's like, well, look at this thing I developed called Openery. He didn't develop it. Okay, sorry. But he showed it to us, and basically throughout your article that you're reading, you can engage in like a scale where you can like pose where you feel on an issue. So the one that I answered was, do you think that marijuana is a gateway drug? And you like lean how far yes or how far no you are. And then it'll, like, after you answer it, it shows where everybody else answered and, like, where you lied in the median. And I just thought it was a really good way to, like, engage in this conversation. Like, it's up to your own, like, to figure out how other people are feeling also. And I don't know. It was so cool. I'm really glad I talked to you.
Thank you. Okay, so who is next? And when you speak, I'm going to ask you to stand and say your name before you share.
What was the app? Sorry. That you mentioned?
It's called Openery. Openary.
Thank you.
Who's next? Linda, I know you would like to share. Okay. Linda. It's the gravitational pull. Could you please stand?
Linda Miller. So we were talking a little bit about if what we're here to do is meet a community's need, what happens when what the community needs is not a story? The community doesn't need content. If you're really intent on helping communities to thrive, maybe we're not in the media business, right? Let's stop thinking about ourselves that way. If we're in the business of meeting the needs of community, we might need to rethink who we are and what we do and how we do it.
Yes.
I'm Ardeen Rogovin. A common thread with all three of the tables that I was at was asking the question, what do we mean by it? What does engagement mean to us? Because even all the examples we saw had seemed like a continuum of different understandings and intentions of why we want to engage as a journalist with the community or your readers and so forth. So, question.
It's a great question. Michelle.
Michelle Ferrier of Iowa University. What really struck me was, first, what excited me was moving generalists out of the center, so people were really talking about how others from the community are really engaging in news and information and help feeding those needs in a community. So I think that's really important because it takes journalism and democratizes it. And what I heard towards the end was really that that connection that we're trying to create is one that is not driven towards collecting new quotes for a story from people that we didn't speak to before, but really about how we can create and help our communities create a collective vision and pull people together to be able to do that. And journalism is a part of telling that story and that journey.
I'm Andrew. One thing that sparked for me or excited me, Annie mentioned that we have this assumption of communities that already exist and that we come and kind of define communities as journalists or other organizations. And thinking that prompted us to discuss how might engagement play a role in building new communities and connecting people with new communities or creating new communities out of those connections that engagement and good journalism might produce, whether that's leveraging communities that already exist as support structures for people in rural areas or low-income areas, and connecting with people who share the same geography or same political identity or different political identities through engagement to build new communities. So that was really exciting to hear.
Sorry, trying to figure this out. Would you stand and say your name?
Hi, I'm Bob, and I'm one of the outliers, so I'm not a journalist. I'm from the non-journalist caucus, and it's really interesting to be in a room of journalists. And I couldn't use the word exciting, but I could use the word thoughtful from the lightning presentations and something we talked about at the two of the earlier tables of this sense of journalism is now about, in this time of instability and disintegration, journalism is about personal, it's about stepping in, it's about showing up to what is, it's about engaging. And what I hadn't seen until the second table was that my traditional work has been doing a lot of facilitation, but I got sick of the word facilitation about 15 years ago. And it's based on it's kind of like parallels the old journalism of we stand outside, we pretend to be objective, we pretend to not be involved. And I've been drawn to being a host of conversations rather than a facilitator, which is stepping in, being personal, being present. And it's interesting to just see the parallels that are present there.
I like that, the parallels between engagement as a practice and the changes that journalism.
Yeah. Great. My name is Elaine. And I hope that I'm capturing this sort of precisely enough. Something that came up had to do with something that was addressed earlier about not knowing kind of what engagement was. And I was sitting at a table with three others who were also part of experience engagement. Or yes, this is Elevate. Experience engagement. and it has to do with starting with ambiguity and moving to clarity. So I'll leave that there. And then also about how platform can be a place where you start, but you move somewhere different. And those were two things, I think, that were also present in some of the other conversations that we had earlier.
I think we have time for one more.
Lucky you, Keegan. You are a lucky man tonight.
Hi, so I'm Keegan, as you've heard a couple times now. So one thing that kind of threaded through all three of my tables to one form or another is, yes, we don't know, you hear a lot about journalism is changing and it's fundamentally different now, and all these things are unknowns and uncharted waters, and that's true to an extent, but a lot of it comes back to we don't need to actually reinvent the wheel. Just need to remember where some of our foundations lie, right? We're public servants. As journalists, that's our job. We are in service to the public. We're not the experts. We're not the kings. We're not any of that. We are public servants, and we have to serve our communities. We've touched on that. Some other people have already. What does that mean? Well, we don't necessarily know, but that is our job. And remembering that going forward, I mean, think about this. All these publications, the New York Times even, started as serving its community, New York. It's grown since then, but that's the core, right? So as we look at where do we go from here, we remember that that's what we're doing. So yes, many things are changing. We have communities that are international now or digital only, but those are still communities that we are serving. So as public servants, I think that's what we remember.
Great, thank you. I want to, since we don't have more time to do more harvesting, I just want to remind everybody, this is just the beginning of the
conference. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity to share and build, build on what we're doing. It's, oh, someone dropped a phone? Okay. We are going to have a lot of time to do more sharing and harvesting, and you're going to really, really like the open space thing, I think. And I want to now hand over the mic to Peggy, who's going to close us out for the evening.
Thank you. So how about a hand for this awesome job for Catherine? Yeah. And one other hand for this. Standing on the outside, listening to the buzz in the room, can you feel the shift in the energy when we went from people talking to you to talking to each other? Mm-hmm. So how about a hand for yourselves? Because we're going to grow this. As Fiona just said, tomorrow we will be meeting here around 8 for breakfast, and 9 a.m. when you show up in this room, it's going to be set completely differently. The tables will be out of here. And I actually have a practical request in a moment related to that. Because we'll be spending the day in open space. And as I mentioned in my description earlier, you will be setting the agenda first thing. And so my invitation to you is to dream big. And as you sleep tonight, just plant some seeds as you go to sleep, because it's very likely you'll be waking up with things, with your own popcorn popping. To bring in with you in the morning, because open space runs on passion and responsibility, and we'll be inviting you to step in and take responsibility for what you love by calling a session on something that matters to you. So, two announcements. One, we've got two tables of resources. One of them are books in this profession. So feel free to take a look at the books. They give you some of the underpinnings of the 50 or 60 years at this point of the evolution of this kind of dialogic way of working. And the other table is pretty empty because it's for you guys. So if you have materials from your work that you want to share, feel free to put it out there. That's for you. And my other practical thing, as I send you home to dream, is if you use the Play-Doh, either take your creations with you or put them back in the box. Anything you can do to help us clear off the tables so that the crew that's coming in to reset can do it as painlessly as possible. That would be most appreciated. Save the sheets.
Yes.
Yeah. You're welcome to keep them, or we can stack them in a corner. So we'll probably photograph them at a minimum. So and you know, if you want to help stay with that end of things, that's great. Find one of us. Otherwise, sleep well, dream well,
and we'll be well.
And be well. Yes. See you in the morning.